Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, a mini podcast for wedding photographers. I'm taking some of the wedding industry's top pros out for coffee so you don't have to. I'm your host, Kelsey of Kelsey Reagan Photography. So many wedding photographers are looking to break into the next tier of the market or have their eyes on working with the industry's top pros, but they don't know where to start. The advice of networking by inviting people on coffee dates is outdated and not realistic for most busy wedding vendors. So I'm taking fellow wedding industry experts out for virtual coffee dates, and you get to eavesdrop on our whole conversation. These pros are dropping some gems of advice for wedding photographers on how to become a photographer fellow wedding vendors love to work with and how to become someone they refer over and over again. Let's dive in. Okay. Hi, Hillary. Welcome. We have Hillary Fay from Hillary Fay Makeup here today. And Hillary, I just want to take a second to thank you for being here and have you introduce yourself and your business.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. So I own Hillary Fay Studios. We launched back in late 2016, and I started as just me, just makeup. And over the course of a few years, I kind of determined that brides were looking for more a one-stop shop of like a team that can offer both hair and makeup. So about 5 years ago, I started bringing on a couple hairstylists, and here we are in 2024, and I have five subcontractors of hair and makeup that work with me. So we are able to offer that to clients and clients with larger bridal parties, you know, we can accommodate. So it's been great. So yeah, we service all of Vermont, and I've kind of branched into Southwest Florida since I am here in the winters. But Vermont is definitely has my heart. Nothing competes with those weddings.
Yeah. Hillary and I have worked on a bunch of weddings together.
We have.
She's amazing. Her team is awesome. So I wanted to bring on Hillary today because Hillary has the perspective in working with a lot of different weddings, which means that she's seeing a lot of different photographers. And with owning a wedding photography business, you mostly just kind of see and know how your own business works. And so today we're bringing on Hillary through the lens of a hair and makeup artist, as someone who does a lot of weddings and also sees a lot of photographers both work on the wedding day and then the galleries that follow. So Hillary, I want to start with the question, what is one piece of advice that you can offer wedding photographers that would benefit both of your businesses? So that could something that could elevate both the business of a wedding photographer as well as a hair and makeup artist that they're working with?
Yeah, I think this is a great question because I think there do need to be more open lines of communication between the photographer and the hair makeup and the planner and kind of all the vendors, but particularly hair makeup and photography. So I think the biggest thing that would help, you know, our business and just make the client's life a little bit easier as well is being a little bit more clear and concise on our timing. So what I mean by that is I fully will base our timeline off of the photographers. So I'm not asking the day of coordinator. I'm not asking the planner. I like to know when the photographer wants beauty services completed. And I'm kind of being a little specific with that wording as well, because I don't want to know when the first look is. I don't want to know when the photographer's arriving. I want to know when do you as the photographer want us wrapping up those final touch-ups and kind of getting the heck out of your way. And that's kind of going to be a little bit different for every photographer. Sometimes, you know, somebody might arrive and they want an hour plus of detail shots and we can kind of be finishing up still. Other times they want us kind of packing up and getting out of there right when they arrive. So there's no right or wrong, but I want to specifically know when does the photographer kind of want us done by.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point because I think like seeing getting ready photos on a photographer's timeline can mean so many different things to so many different photographers. And I think that's such a good point, just being clear and concise on when you need hair and makeup completed by just makes everybody's life easier.
And I think for the client as well, now I would say in the last few years, it's been trending to do, at least one first look, sometimes more than one, and some family photos, bridal party photos. More and more, photos are kind of getting done before the ceremony. So that means hair and makeup is starting much, much earlier now. So, if the photographer is going to arrive at, let's say, 12:30, but they actually don't need hair makeup done till 1:30, that's a whole extra hour that we have and that client gets to sleep in the morning, or that we have to, work in the morning. So being very clear on that end time is so helpful for not only us, but it's going to make that client a lot happier too.
Totally. I love that. So I would love to ask you a couple more questions as well. Do you, so of the wedding photographers that you really love working with, and this can be people that you either love working with on the day of, or you love the galleries that you get after, or a combination of both. Can you think of any common threads that you see among the top photographers that you love to work most with? Because I think from kind of going back to we only see our own businesses, as photographers are working their way up in markets, or they have vendors or planners or hair and makeup artists that they want to work with. Like they want to be a part of these teams, but they may not necessarily know what goes into that or what is it that makes a good wedding day team member. Is there anything you can think of that you see as a consistent theme throughout photographers that you love working with?
Yeah, definitely. So again, I get to work with so many, and so many are so talented with the photography. Others, sometimes they're very talented at what they do behind the lens, but the communication on the back end isn't always up to par. So I personally like to send out a month of check-in email to all of my bridal clients. So right around 30 days out is kind of when I like to try to get our timeline set and everything. And if the photographer, if there isn't a full planner involved, if the photographer just sends a quick little email to the vendors that they're aware of or that they know of, and I feel like the more luxury and high-end photographers always have a full vendor list. So it's pretty easy for them to just kind of shoot out a quick email, just quick intro, maybe sending or attaching your timeline just so that everybody is on the exact same page. And then if I have a quick follow-up question of like, hey, Kelsey, I see you're coming at 1 o'clock. Is that when you want us kind of done by, or can we hang out till wrapping up around 1:30? And then, that's like, a month out or so, and we have plenty of time to kind of make our timeline around it and just have everything set.
Love that. Yes. Okay, so next rapid fire question in our Q&A is this is sort of going outside of a wedding day. Do you have any best etiquette in photographers asking a hair and makeup artist to participate in a styled shoot? So say that a photographer wants to put together a styled shoot and they have a hair and makeup artist that they really want to work with. Do you have any recommendations on best practices for asking for that?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you have an idea of the Pinterest board or the vision board that you want to portray for the styled shoot, kind of the more details that you can approach a hair makeup person with, the better. I sometimes will get a message on Instagram and saying like, "Hey, I'm doing a styled shoot on this day. Are you free?" And I'm like, okay, but like, is there a model? What does that look like? Again, now that I do service more of a luxury market, if the styled shoot isn't necessarily something that's going to align with my vision, I don't know if I'm necessarily going to do the free time for the trade for print thing. So just providing that vision board and the vendor team and letting me know that hopefully there's like a professional model, it makes, my job a lot easier and just more beneficial, again, on the trade for print piece.
Yes. Okay. Awesome. That's great. And then next and last question. So you, of course, are there in the morning on a wedding day. And so most of your work is happening at the very first part of the day. And photographers tend to get there, sort of overlapping, like maybe a little bit, as you said, and we're there for the rest of the day. So when you're getting galleries back, and you're seeing the pictures, is there anything that, from like a makeup perspective, anything that makes you cringe as you are looking at galleries? Like, I left this person like one way, and then I'm seeing these pictures in another. And maybe that doesn't have to do with wedding photography, but like anything that you can say to wedding photographers to sort of help keep your work up or elevate your work throughout the day as the day is going on.
Yeah, for sure. So I think one of the things too, and that this is something I do at every bridal trial, is I always ask the client on the contract who their photographer is. And if I'm not familiar with their work, I'm going to look into their editing style. You know, some edit more saturated, some are more light and airy. So I think the biggest difference that I can see sometimes is if I put like a pinkish lipstick on, and then in the photos I'm looking and it looks like orange. That's again more of an editing thing. But just being conscious, I guess, of what they look like in person versus kind of coming off that way. But I do also supply my brides with a touch-up kit. So, you know, if you are the photographer and you have a little fanny pack or something with emergency stuff, just keeping some extra blotting sheets or even just a chapstick or a lip gloss or something that, you know, either if I haven't provided it, maybe the bride has it. And if you're, you know, starting to snap some portraits and you see that maybe, hey, they look really shiny, you know, it's really hot and humid today in August or whatever it might be, just saying, hey, bride, you know, let's give you a quick little blot and it's going to make everyone's life a lot easier, and especially on the editing end, I think for you guys as well.
Awesome. I know, 'cause sometimes I'm sure you leave people in one state, and sometimes this has to do with photos, and sometimes it's just life on a wedding day. But no, anything really, we want to make sure that we are, you know, cultivating galleries that our clients love, but that also, you know, can elevate vendors' work, you know, kind of across the board. So last question I'm going to hit you with. Is there any type of photo, or like maybe it's a close-up shot or any shot from a wedding day that you always love to see that you feel like really shows off your work well? Like when you're looking through a gallery, is there any one type of shot that you're like, yes, like the photographer got this, or like, ugh, the photographer forgot to get this?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. I would say any of the getting ready photos, in particular bridal portraits, I often see them done like usually in front of a window, maybe. So the lighting is kind of hitting their face, but it's definitely more of like a close-up shot. Sometimes the bride might be looking down like at a bracelet or her ring, but that angle where you can kind of see like the eyeshadow and it's just a closer-up like bridal beauty portrait, I guess you would call them. Those are my favorites. As much as I love the far away ones or like the couples portraits, unless they're kind of close up, they honestly don't do a ton, you know, for me. But those close ups in the getting ready suite and, you know, putting her shoes on and, you know, just anything showing the makeup there is 10 out of 10, by far my favorite.
Love that. Okay, so a shot not to be missed. Oh,
Yes.
okay. Well, this was all so helpful. I really appreciate you coming in. And again, you obviously see a lot of wedding photographers' work on the day of, and then you see their photos afterwards. So just so helpful to have the perspective of a hair and makeup artist, because again, we want to make sure that we are creating work that is that our clients love, that our fellow vendors love, and it's really such a team aspect on a wedding day. So thank you again, Hillary. Hillary, if someone wants to find you on Instagram or online, how would they do that?
Yeah, so website would just be HillaryFayStudios.com, and Instagram is also at HillaryFayStudios, and I'm the Hillary with two L's.
Love it. Okay. We will leave the link for all of Hillary's information. So thank you so much again, Hillary. And I hope to see you out on the wedding trail in 2024.
Yes, I can't wait. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye, Hillary.
Bye.